This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. Students at one of New Mexico's largest public universities will be disenrolled if they don't comply with a vaccine mandate or opt to get tested regularly. The move is part of the University of New Mexico's policy for having all students inoculated, whether they're taking classes in person or online. New Mexico State University isn't going that far, but disciplinary measures include suspension. At the University of New Mexico, the mandatory vaccine deadline is today for students. And staff. The school will require those without proof of vaccination to get tested weekly. Those who don't comply with the mandates will be dropped from the rolls on or by November 5th. The university also warned that disenrollment will result in termination of student employment, including graduate student contracts, and that scholarships, loans, grants, or other financial aid may be affected. Overall, about 70% of New Mexicans 18 and over are fully vaccinated. New Mexico students will take the SAT in spring 2022 as the state faces a pandemic-delayed testing requirement aimed at increasing participation that varies widely by racial and ethnic groups. Officials are requiring the test as a replacement for an old test. The switch is coming a year late after requiring testing was canceled due to the pandemic. College counselors are encouraging students to take the test early and often, as some did even during the pandemic. While not required by many universities anymore, SAT scores can still help students get scholarships or bypass remedial English and math classes when they're undergraduates. Exactly 25% of eligible high school juniors took the test this spring in New Mexico, according to data released by the state's Public Education Department this week. The rate was far lower for indigenous students, with only 11% of high school juniors in that group taking the test. County jails across New Mexico are contending with a high-risk environment for COVID-19 infection at the same time that many more beds are being filled with inmates. Grace Phillips, general counsel to New Mexico County's Alliance of Local Governments, warned legislators that overall coronavirus vaccination rates among staff at county detention centers are lower than the statewide average, 61% versus about 71% for adults in general. Vaccination rates among county jail inmates are far lower, 39% as of late September. The number of inmates held in county detention centers has increased to 5,280 in late September from about 3,800 in May 2020. The upper population trend at county jails stands in stark contrast to state prison facilities, where populations are declining. More than 550 state prisoners have been released since April 2020 under an executive order from the governor to commute sentences for prisoners who are eligible for early release. New Mexico education officials are asking for public comment on their overhaul of the social studies curriculum. It's the first major revision of what children are meant to learn in history, geography, and civics since 2001. The new standards add historical events since the last update, including the 9/11 attacks and the coronavirus pandemic. The current curriculum requires an understanding of a group broadly defined as Native Americans, almost always in comparison to Anglo and Spanish settlers. The new curriculum would require students to understand more about Navajo, Pueblo, and other tribes. The proposed curriculum would also require high school students to study the history of the LGBTQ rights movement and the AIDS epidemic, which are not mentioned currently. New Mexicans have 46 days to comment on the changes. The state will then have the chance to incorporate feedback before it's implemented in the 22-23 school year. This is KUNM.